The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You know, perhaps you've had a problem. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that you hoped that would work, but came up with the same old result. Nothing. Didn't work. Still on drugs. Here's an opportunity. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you and see if we can take you through the maze of what can you do to really feel good. You know, we're into January 2020. It's already the 12th of the month. It's like craziness. It's just going by so quickly. Remember before the first of the year, I told you that you had to set commitments, not resolutions. And as you listen to the programs every week, I want you to think about, are you moving towards those commitments, you know, those decisions? It means that you cut off any other option except to move forward, that you have a target that you want to look at, and the target is something that you can tweak and continue to improve upon. Well, we're going to talk about something today that is always around. You're hearing all kinds of, you know, relationships on the radio, on the television. Those of you who read, you're going to see that disease is related to fill in the blank. Well, it's called chronic inflammation, inflammatory responses. And inflammation, I tell my patients that when you hear the term inflammation, think of acid. You think of acid, think of inflammation. And basically what it means is that the body, the tissue is deteriorating, leading to pathological state. It's no longer in the functional breakdown state. It has now become pathological. So if I said to you, what does pancreatitis or diabetes or cancer or heart disease and cardiovascular phenomena of any sort, irritable bowel disease, arthritis, spinal degeneration, kidney problems, autoimmune reactions, and so forth. What do those things have in common? Well, obviously, I just told you the answer. It's called inflammation. So when we see inflammation, you'll see what, you know, does inflammation cause disease? The truth of it is, obviously, yes, but the better question becomes, what causes inflammation? And the better question even before that is, can it be detected in its subtle states? Can it be determined that there is an inflammatory response going on? But more importantly, where is it coming from? And we're going to spend a little bit of the program. And as we go on in the program, I have a very special guest for you that is going to help us discuss just that inflammatory reaction. So there's a whole piece of diagnostics that's super important that the Results Center for Healing uses to detect inflammatory responses. Ladies, you may know a lot about this when it comes to thermographic imaging relative to breast evaluation and cancer and so forth. But as we get into the program, we will shed more of a light on that. But I want to talk about inflammatory pathways and really what happens. You know, when I first came into the Washington metropolitan area, I did a presentation. And to start my practice, this is going back years ago. Those of you, you know, been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live know that I've been on the radio forever. And you know, we came from Western New York. But that program was simply this, you know, learn how structural, chemical, and emotional stresses or stressors cause disease or dis-ease or disharmony, dysfunction within the body. And the problem is that any of those stressors trigger a response. The response ultimately becomes inflammatory. So we're going to talk about those stressors, structural, chemical, emotional, and how they affect autoimmune conditions. Things like irritable bowel disease and Crohn's disease and colitis, lupus, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis. Those are all autoimmune disorders and many others, obviously. Cardiovascular disease, your plaquing of your heart, your heart's not working the way it's supposed to. It's called heart failure, stroke, and your blood pressure going up leading to stroke. Cancers, no matter what it is, metastatic breast cancer or other types of progressive pancreatic cancer, things that have infiltrated into tissue. We're going to talk a little bit about neurological and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's, and we're going to talk about why your joints begin to destroy themselves and break down and you end up with degenerative disease. So how am I going to do all of that within an hour program? I mean, that's like all day event, right? We could get into specifics on each and every one of those. So we have to bring it down to its common denominator. What's that? Inflammation. So these inflammatory reactions, whether you have an autoimmune condition, whether your blood sugars aren't balanced, whether you can't breathe, you have asthma or COPD, or you have degenerative joint disease and rheumatoid and loss of bone mass, either osteopenia and osteoporosis, all of those things have that component. They have an inflammatory reaction that if that inflammatory reaction wasn't there, you wouldn't have the problem necessarily anywhere near the levels it is. But more importantly, you would be able, if you could detect it, but knowing where it's coming from, and you could fix that, you could begin to reverse the problem. Remember I said structural, chemical, emotional stresses are the triggering components to all of these things that we're talking about. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Whether we have an injury pattern, you have trauma blow and you put up with it. Well, what's not putting up with it is your nervous system. It remembers the injury. It remembers something that happened and it hasn't been able to reset itself. So as time goes on, things become more susceptible. You know, in the biochemical piece, we're talking biochemical, today's world, bioelectrical. You end up with all kinds of incoming, things you eat you shouldn't eat, things that you need more of you don't get enough of, the fields of low-volt electromagnetics that are out there. Sitting here in the studio, I'm being bombarded, you know, with low-volt electromagnetics. Fortunately, I'm not here day in and day out and suffering the insidious consequences of, you know, so much that's here. But here's the other piece of outside. How many of you have had joint replacement? How many of you have had or been told by your doctor that you have to have a joint replaced at some point, and you can't understand why it's taking place, why it's so systemic? It's just that's the way it is, right? You were picked out of the crowd, and now it's time for you to get in. Well, when we're talking about the biochemical piece, there may be something other than just wear and tear and degeneration. This inflammatory response may be caused by something else biochemically. What could that possibly be? Well, in the world today of things like Lyme disease, things like Bartonella, you know, which used to be Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, rotavirus, and things of that nature. These little critters have a propensity, a tendency to want to get into your joint spaces and live there. Oh my gosh, you say. Yes, indeed, that does happen. So is it good enough just to wait to have the joint replaced, and then pretty soon you got to have another joint replaced, and then pretty soon you're just being put on medication anyway? There's a lot of other considerations. And then we talk about the emotional piece, the mental state. So the, you know, your body reacts in tandem. It follows whatever your foremost thought is. So we have the structural, chemical, emotional platform causing dis-ease, disharmony, disfiguration in the body. So we have to know what the inflammatory pathways are. Your brain is the orchestrator. That's your computer. And it tells the body what to do. Brain, spinal cord, 31 pairs of spinal nerve roots, they go out and they communicate with everything that's going on. If there's an inflammatory reaction along that pathway, someplace along the line, that communication is being altered, is sabotaged. Your body cannot work the way it's supposed to. All of a sudden, your legs are atrophying, your butt's not working, not able to get you up out of a chair. Why is that? Why'd you lose your core? Is it because you put on too many extra pounds? Well, maybe, and those extra pounds are due to things that you shouldn't be putting in your gut, and those are inflammatory in nature anyway. So we have this inflammatory process, but now we're talking about inflammatory brain disease. The Parkinson's and things like that, the synapses. Could it be from exposures to heavy metals, toxic metals that are out in your environment? Short answer is absolutely yes. You get something like mercury or aluminum, it begins to break down the myelin sheath. And what that is this covering, this protective insulation on the long nerves of your body that allows transmission to go from source to end point without any kind of interference. But that myelin sheath can be disrupted, disturbed. The brain itself has a protective coat. If that protective coat is broken down, what are we talking about? We're talking about the meninges of the brain, the covering of the brain. If that thing is broken down, now you don't get transmission from the computer. And so your hard drive isn't working the way it's supposed to. So we're talking about things that affect not only peripheral system, I mean distal to the brain, but we're talking about things that affect the brain itself, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so forth. So we're leading into how can we diagnose? Can we look at these things in a very different way that may end up giving us a better answer, and that we can begin to perhaps, if we can identify it, turn things around? Well, the short answer is yes, you know, to all of that. But we want to make sure that we have the right diagnosis. And we're going to talk about the ability to diagnose properly as we get into the program. And we're going to talk a little bit about thermographic imaging. And we're going to talk about how that can be utilized not only in breast detection for cancer and irritation, but also in the diagnosis of other inflammatory pathways that may be subtly, you know, working away and breaking you down. You know, there's a balancing act, and we call it homeostasis. And that simply is a big term that says things should be in balance. And when they're not, the body becomes disrupted. And they can be disrupted because of, you know, these pathogens we just talked about a little bit that get into tissue, get into joint spaces, get into organ systems. And they, once they're there, they cause this acute state of inflammation. And we have, which is a very predictable infectious response. That's the way things happen. And then they go into the body's ability to try to protect itself. That's called immune defense. And then it goes into the, if it's working properly, that immune defense allows you to have resolution. But sometimes because of the chronicity, because of the lack of certain nutrients or other things within the body, it doesn't. But more importantly, if the nervous system isn't working, if the energetic system of the body isn't working, that loop continues to perpetuate itself. So then we can go into another direction, and we go, you know, we have this inducer, if we'll call it, this ability to begin to continue the perpetuation of this abnormal cycle. And then it goes into a breakdown, a dismetabolic or dismetabolism type of place. And it just keeps repeating the process, and it becomes chronic over and over and over. And then we go to the good doc, and the good doc gives us medication. And unfortunately, it doesn't resolve anything. It doesn't fix anything. It's just an ongoing process of give me more, need a little bit more, I get addicted. Now we're talking about, you know, if it's pain, we get into the opioids and gabapentins and things of that nature. And we know that about, you know, 50,000 people a year die from that addiction. It's a heck of a situation. If you're thinking about it and say, oh my God, that sounds a whole lot like me, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us right here, right now. And when we're not here, right here, right now, if you want to reach out and get a question answered, go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com. And we will happily get back to you and try to answer your questions as best that we possibly can. This is an important subjects is an important process of understanding. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You know, you've heard that byline out there, but the truth of it is you have to understand it so you can fix it. If you don't understand it, you can't fix anything. If you can't identify it, the problem's never going to go away. So you've tried, you've applied, you've done the things that you need to do, but we're going to fix that for you, at least from an understanding point of view, as we go on today. And again, this is a topic we could spend an entire Ageless Health program on and really get you the nitty-gritty and the information. But we're going to touch on that, and we're going to tell you about a couple diagnostic interventions that really would isolate and what we can get it done. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio. It's a beautiful day outside, so make sure you get a chance to go out and go for a walk. It's really lovely. It's more like, you know, a beautiful fall day. So enjoy it while you got it, because who knows what we got coming down the line in the next, you know, month or so. It's Washington, D.C. It could be anything. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about your stuff. We're talking about inflammatory pathways or structural, chemical, emotional stress or irritations that end up causing a whole lot of problems as, you know, the disease like we like to call it, moves through. There is a why is that with anything that occurs, whether you have an infection, you have an injury, you have arthritis, you have, God forbid, a brain problem and you end up with Alzheimer's or even, you know, a geriatric onset, mental problems, ulcerative colitis, you know, any kind of just general muscular joint pain. They all have an inflammatory process that's part of it. So if that's the case, say you know, why can't we just put the fire out, you know, with an anti-inflammatory? Well, it's because you're still not treating the why, and if you put out the inflammation or the fire, the problem still is there. And we're going to talk about that, and a very special guest in studio with me in the second half of the program. We're going to talk about that a lot. But we're here at 888-630-9625. Nadine, how can I help you?
Hi. I fell off that same stool that I fell off of 2 years ago, but I'm in a lot of pain. I thought I had broken ribs or something. I went to the emergency care place, and they have x-rays. Nothing's broken, but I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm just wondering if there's anything you'll be able to do tomorrow when I come.
Absolutely. Nadine, look, so you fell off the stool. Did you slip, or what? Did you miss the stool, or did you get dizzy?
No, I really don't know. I just finished eating dinner, and I was sitting at the island. Next thing I know, I was down on the floor, and my head hit really hard, and that's what, like I came to or something.
Okay.
So I have a lot of, still a little swelling, but I had a lot of swelling in the temple, from my jawbone down to my neck, from my throat. The worst is the pain on the right breast on the inside, and it like goes through my body to my shoulder blade in the back, all on the right side.
Okay, and there's, you went and got checked out, and there's no fracture or break?
Right, the x-rays to bring you.
Okay, did they check your head out at all? Did they do any kind of neurological testing?
No.
All right, well, they should have done that as a part of the situation. Okay, so here's the situation, what I would have you do. Anything other than, do this. Use ice, number one, to keep the swelling out. Even with the breast tissue right now, put that over there, you know, 15 to 20 minutes at a time. Take it off for about, you know, a half hour to 45 minutes. And then as it starts feeling better, you can extend the time in between it. Nadine, because you're a patient of mine, I could, you know, and I know your health very well.
Yeah.
Proteolytic enzyme, Intenzyme Forte, if you have it at the house, use that.
What was that?
Intenzyme Forte.
I think I might have that.
Okay, use that, empty stomach, and do that about four times during the day. You want to take about 3 to 4 of them. That'll decrease they're proteolytic enzymes, and what they do is they decrease the inflammatory irritation in the tissue.
Uh-huh.
Don't take it with food because it'll act like a digestive enzyme.
Okay.
And once I leave the studio, if you need to see me, you have my cell phone number, right?
Well, I might have somewhere, but I didn't ever intend to use it, so I don't think I have it anymore. I just didn't want to bother you.
You're a sweetheart, and you're not a bother, but I'll tell you what, I will call you after the program, okay?
Okay.
All right,
honey.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. See, if you're my patient, you can get a hold of me anytime, and we will respond. So, you know, don't ever hesitate that if you need some information, you know, even if you're not a patient, call the Results Center. One of our doctors will get to you. Obviously, I can't be specific in your condition if you're not our patients, but we can always guide you and give you general things to do. We're talking about inflammatory pathways, and unfortunately, Nadine's got one when she smacks her head like that. So the brain will react if that inflammation isn't taken care of and brought down to a manageable situation, and it can, you know, it can trigger, and I don't mean in this particular situation with her, but it can cause all kinds of insidious onsets of cognition problems, the ability to think and discriminate. It can cause problems with coordination. It can cause problems with further down. Remember, that's the mainframe, and you have that spinal cord, you have 31 pairs of nerves, and if there's an initiator, and you got 22 bones that make up your head, and if those bones now are locked where they can't move as you breathe in and out. That's a pumping mechanism for spinal fluid, by the way. And if that's locked, then it can cause other problems as things begin to go downhill. It's a really ugly cascade, if you will, of events. So it's important that you act quickly. And you have to make sure that neurologically things are intact. But even with that, the body remembers injury. And if that inflammation because of this doesn't go away, then it begins to cause scar tissue and plaquing and all kinds of things. In her particular situation, we'll get it taken care of. But you have to make sure that you pay attention and don't let anybody tell you to set something aside. So if the doctors at the Result Center could ever be useful to you, please give us a call. All you got to do is 888-630-9625. Call us here or simply at the office at 703-698-7117. You know, high Mediterranean fat diets are really excellent, keeping the carbohydrates out of your body. That will help decrease the inflammatory responses in the body. We may get into some specifics, but when we come back, special guest in studio, Dareth Painter, who is the principal at the Thermography Centers of Fairfax. We're going to be talking about the applications of thermographic imaging as it relates to inflammation. Don't go away. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio, absolutely, on this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day. Go out and enjoy it after you listen to the program. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Listen, I want to give you a heads up and remind you, you know, we're back to our normal time now that NFL season, the regular season is over because we're not getting bumped for the Redskins. However, starting February, the first weekend of February, I think it's February 2nd, we will be going an hour earlier on the program. So instead of high noon, 12 o'clock, we will be at 11 o'clock from that point forward. The good news is that we will not be bumped any longer for Redskins, so we'll be stable, we'll be in position, so you don't have to worry about switching around. But starting Sunday, February the 2nd, we will be here in studio at 11 a.m. So mark that on your calendars. Take your friends. Tell your friends. We're going to be sending out flyers to all of you who have been listening that we have your emails. And by the way, you know, if you want to make sure that we stay in contact with you, go to rozellecare.com and you can sign up for our newsletter, or, you know, you can just call the office and say, put me on your mailing list, and we will make sure that you get all the data and the information that you need. Before we get into thermographic imaging and introducing you to Dareth Painter, I want to take one more call. Josh, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was just listening to you talking about inflammation issues, and I've deployed a lot. I've sustained several injuries during deployments. I've got a recurring ankle issue that, yes, I had originally rolled it, but about mid-December, it just swelled up to where I couldn't walk on it. I had to get a cane. And I really didn't roll it or do anything to re-injure it. And I was wanting to see if you had any insight. And I'm also law enforcement, so my shoulder, through the course of some of our tactics, things we do, I've got a recurring. And the strange part about the shoulder is I can do pull-ups, I can do certain motions, but I can't reach and scratch my own back.
Got it, buddy. Got it.
Depending on the motion I'm doing, my movement is very inhibited.
Well, first, thank you for what you do, my friend. I appreciate it. But here's the deal. If you rolled your ankle and it hasn't stabilized, now it's swelling, it's because that the healing process isn't working the way it's supposed to. So there's a lot of things that could make that happen. You have multiple muscles that go into the foot and cross over the ankles. And if those muscles have become inhibited because they were overstretched or they were injured in some way, then the ankle cannot stay stable. So you have a constant ongoing irritation every time you step on it. And so until those are stabilized, you're going to continue to have the problem. So here's the situation. First, you have to identify which muscles are involved. There's muscles that go to the lateral aspect over the, you know, in front of and behind the ankle bone itself, the lateral aspect of the ankle, and they insert and they hold that foot up laterally. There are muscles that go in the front and they hold the front of the foot up. So when you hit, there's a whole mechanism of coordination that takes place. So what is telling me? We see a lot of professional athletes, and you know, unfortunately, they end up with the same type of thing. Fortunately, we're able to fix it. So you need to have those things identified. You know, in the short term, you want to keep the inflammation down, but you can do that. If you listen to the last caller who's a patient of ours, I told her to take some proteolytic enzymes. You can go to a health food store and ask them for proteolytic enzymes. That will help in the short term. It's not going to fix it, but it'll help keep the scar tissue from building up and so forth. These are things like bromelain and papain and amylase and so forth. Those are called proteolytic enzymes. There's a whole bunch of them. But you take it on an empty stomach. Do not take it with food, because if you take it with food now, it'll help digest your food and it won't work to help the inflammatory irritation. Turmeric can be very useful. It's a good anti-inflammatory. You can get that in the health food store. Generally, whatever the dosage is on a bottle, get an organic form. Take it 3 times a day. But you still have – that'll help keep that swelling down. And you want to get a figure-eight pull-on ankle strap. You know, it's just a heavy band that you put on the ankle or the heels exposed. That'll help you from turning it. But it still has to be dealt with. You know, if we can help you in any way, please reach out. And you're in Caroline County. Where is that?
If you know where Stafford County's at, near Fredericksburg.
Yes. Okay.
Caroline and King George are just to the east of Stafford County.
Okay.
Kind of southeast of.
Okay. Do me a favor. Send me a note on at rosellcare.com. Go into my office email. And send me a note, and I will see if I can find somebody down there that I personally trust, and I'll send you the name of it and somebody that I know that could help you. Does that work for you?
Yes, sir, because I don't want to just keep taking it. I went and got an X-ray, and they said, oh, here's a script for ibuprofen. They said nothing's broken, and I don't want to live on ibuprofen.
Yeah,
I don't want to be taking that stuff all the time.
No, you don't, my friend. So send me a note. Let me see what I can do. Do the couple things I told you to do and reach out, and I'll see if I can get somebody to help you out. And, you know, worst case scenario, you come up here and we'll take a look at it. Josh, thank you for calling. I'll do everything I can to help you. Talking about inflammatory reactions and inflammatory pathways, and none other than Dareth Painter, who is the head of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. And, you know, many of you have heard her on the program before, but hi, Dareth.
Hey, how are you?
We're going to talk a little bit about inflammatory diagnosis.
Yes.
And, you know, you do thermographic imaging ongoing and, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and you pick up a lot of different things. So let me start with something simple as this. Thermographic imaging, as we know, detects heat signal. And it detects inflammation. It doesn't detect tumors. It doesn't detect rupture of tissue or anything like that. But it gives us a sign, a signal of something not working well because of its presentation of inflammation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. As well as constriction where it's not supposed to be.
So if there's not enough blood supply.
Exactly.
Got
so
it.
Everybody always talks about the heat, but they also can't forget about the fact that if your homeostasis is not there where it should be, meaning your balance, then we're going to see that in the form of constriction or cold. So it works on both aspects, but primarily heat. We're looking at inflammation on, you know, heat resonation of inflammation, irritation, injury pattern.
So something like Raynaud's.
Yes,
which is
absolutely.
A restriction of blood flow to the extremities.
Yep.
And worsened by alcohol and cigarettes and cold and so forth.
Right.
The thermographic pattern can show us how extensive it is?
Yes. So we often will see Raynaud's syndrome based on the characteristics of how it presents in the extremities. So, you know, I can scan an individual and say, your feet and hands are always cold. And they go, oh, how did you know that? But it's the actual patterning of how the body presents where we can take it a step further. The doctors that do the evaluation take it a step further and say, you know, you need to get screened for Raynaud's because the characteristics are prevalent in this screening.
You know, I'll tell you how I remember something going back years ago when we did an Ageless Health seminar. And, you know, we haven't done one locally in the Washington area now for the last, I think, 2 years.
Yeah.
But you and Dr. Pina did a presentation on somebody who had a really bad knee. The knee was swollen.
Yes.
And what you Dr. Pina did acupuncture on the knee.
Right.
And you took sequential pictures with
every five minutes. Yes.
And it was amazing because initial patterns, you saw this huge, hot knee, and it was swollen. Mm-hmm. It was very swollen. And Dr. Pina did her thing, and then every 5 minutes you took pictures, and you saw that inflammatory reaction go down to virtually nothing. So proving, one, it was there, but two, that it, what Dr. Pina was doing was effective.
Exactly. So part of the reason we did that was because a lot of patients would sit there and say, well, how do I know this is working? You know, they visually could not see how inputting needles in areas within the body was going to help them to reduce inflammation. So we actually visually showed how the application of needles in certain areas helped to reduce the heat, the inflammation. Your caller, Josh, would be a perfect example of that. He's got inflammation in the ankle and in the shoulder. So he would be a great candidate to establish a baseline. And then as he goes through any type of treatment, whether it be with, you know, Rizal Center or with anyone else, to intermittently take a visual thermography to see whether or not those things that he's applying are actually improving his condition.
You know, that is such an impactful, useful piece of diagnostics because, first of all, you can tell whether, in fact, there's something there because we know that a joint space can have pain, mm-hmm. but that's not the area of irritation. It's someplace else.
Yes.
And with a thermographic imaging, you can always, not always, but the greatest majority of time, find where that someplace else is.
If you remember our young woman of 80-something who had a swollen knee that was being treated, the swelling would temporarily be handled, and then it would come back and forth, and you had her do a thermography, and we watched the inflammation pattern wasn't necessarily isolated to the knee. It was going up into the hip. And what the patient had described was that she was currently going back to playing golf, if you remember.
Yes.
And she was using a instructor who was turning her hips and her handling of the golf club. And when you realized that and saw the imaging, you were able to correlate the torquing to the continual inflammation of the knee. So it gave you, you know,
a lot of data.
Yeah, it gave you data that you otherwise wouldn't have had access to.
When, you know, when we look at something like that, if you examine just the knee, and you test the muscles around the knee, you test the cartilage, even you go lower, you go to the foot, because it's often a pedal-based problem that affects the knee and then going up to the hip. But in this particular situation, which was interesting, she didn't have any pain in the hip.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there. So, you know, I hadn't thought that that was what the trigger. I said that might be secondary because she twisted her ankle and so forth, so we kept going after, but it just didn't make sense. But the thermographic imaging brought it out.
But remember, she also indicated, I think I have carpal tunnel. It wasn't carpal tunnel. It was how she was handling the golf club and that, you know, continuous rotation and turn of the wrist and the hips.
You know, it's an interesting diagnostic tool, and you've been in the business now over 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and you lecture on it, and you are probably intuitively, in my opinion, one of the best when it comes to, oh, we need to take another picture here, this doesn't make sense, and you're getting all the data correctly. Whether it's one of our patients or patients from, you know, that come in, that want a full body mm-hmm. thermographic imaging, and let me talk about that, and we have another caller I want to get to, but why is a full-body thermogram so important?
It gives you a baseline of what's going on in that moment in time or where you are at that moment in time. It gives you the evaluation of, am I not noticing things that could potentially be a problem down the road or things that I have ignored over the years because, well, what do I expect from my age? So if you actually have a visual documentation of, hey, you've got this inflammation here, you've got this constriction here, you may want to do further clinical correlation to see, you know, rule out those scary things that we all worry about. So it's great to, I have patients who come in either once a year, once every couple years, and just say, I want to do a well check. because I'm at that point where, you know, I'm busy. I don't want to go into this long drawn out test to search for something that may not be there, but this is an easy, non-invasive, you know, process where I can just do a global check on everything.
You know, here's a situation that I want our listeners to understand is that thermographic imaging, again, does not diagnose disease processes or tumors and so forth. But what it does, it diagnoses a physiological reaction due to something, and it helps us diagnose the area or isolate the area that may be triggering it, giving us a much better perspective of what other things need to be done, what other tests need to be run in conjunction with.
Yeah, it's a great tool to look at metabolic function. For example, immune function, thyroid function, because we're looking at those processes of whether or not they're sluggish or they're inflamed. So, yeah, it gives you a lot of information to kind of step off from and use as preventative measures, early detection.
My guest today, Dareth Painter, head of Thermography Centers of Fairfax, and we're talking about the utilization of thermographic imaging as it relates to the diagnosis of origins of sources of inflammatory responses within the body. We're going to get back to that in just a second. Shirley, how can I help you?
Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, I do have osteoarthritis, and I'm very sore. I have inflammation, very sore from my knees down to my ankle. It's very hard to walk because the soreness is all the time and, you know, the pain. So I was wondering, what could I do?
There's a lot of things. First of all, we've got to find out where that arthritic pain is coming from, and you want to treat the cause. A lot, if it's your knees, have you had x-rays? Do you know if
Oh, yes, I've had x-rays. They told me that I did need knee replacement.
So there's a lot of things that we'd have to know about you. First of all, you have other options as well. There are things that can help prevent the knee replacement surgery, but there are things that you can be done even with stem cell applications. But also importantly, you have to find out why the degeneration is there to begin with. And that may be coming from the nerves that come from your lower back that go into the muscles of the legs that go over the top of the knees. You have to look at what the intestinal tract is doing. In our business, every muscle in the body has an organ system that it relates to, that it communicates with. And it does it through the neurological system. It does it through the acupuncture system. So when
that's
it comes to
the soreness too?
Yeah, absolutely it does. So for example, if the thigh muscles that go over the top of the knee, there's four of them. That's why it's called the quadricep muscle. If the quadricep muscle is not firing the way it's supposed to, it may be coming from the low back, but reflexively, it may be coming from the small intestine. So if the diet's not good, or if the gut is irritated, if you're not digesting properly, that muscle may misfire, and subsequently, the knee's not going to work as a result. I want you to think about that. We'll probably get back in and talk about it a little bit, but what I want you to understand is that just you can use things like proteolytic enzymes and turmeric and collagens, and you can do things like that will help it, but not necessarily repair it until you find the underlying triggering mechanism. Thermography will help that, you know, to identify whether it's coming up, but a good history, a good examination, differently than traditional allopathic approaches, because we want to find out what's really causing the problem and not just treat the symptoms. If we can help you with that, give us a jingle. We're coming up to a break in the program. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We are in studio on this gorgeous day. When you were here, you can find us at 888-630-9625. When we're not, real simple, go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Or 703-698-7117. Those are the easier ways to do that. Send us a note. We'll get back to you. We'll do whatever. Just remember, starting February the 2nd, instead of being here at high noon on Sunday, we will be here at 11 o'clock. Why? Because we negotiated so we don't get bumped in the fall with Redskin season, so you can not be confused anymore, because it is confusing when we're here and then we're not and then we're someplace else and so forth. So we'll be here at 11 a.m. in the morning as long as WML continues to host the NFL. So having said that, Dareth, welcome back again. Let's go into all kinds of little things today. So what I want to ask you is simply this. In thermographic imaging, when it comes to inflammatory pathways, when it comes to injury, initial trauma, then going into chronic trauma, chronic is something that will ebb and flow inflammatory pathways up and down.
Yes, because that's the repair process in my brain.
Right. And then it goes into scarring, it goes into degeneration and so forth. When it comes to degeneration, very much like our last caller, mm-hmm. and said that she's got two bad knees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Will thermography pick up that degeneration when it's gone into a chronic state?
Yes, it should. Actually, with the knees, oftentimes we'll see where there is coldness, where things are not working properly, or the muscles aren't firing. So in that case, we would look not at necessarily the inflammation as much as we would look at the fact that the knees are not working properly.
So here you have a situation where you can have pain. Now we'll go to my business for mm-hmm. a situation. And here's where thermographic imaging comes in really, really well. When you have pain patterns that are chronic, they're there all the time, but they're only there under certain situations, meaning the patient gets up, they move around, but it doesn't hurt them until they step up on the staircase.
Right.
So in my business, that tells me that I'm getting either a butt muscle or I'm getting a quadricep muscle, thigh muscle that's not moving, firing the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, so at that moment in time, pain's going to cause inflammation. But if they don't do that,
you're still going to see the inflammation. It's just a matter of how dispersed that inflammation is. If you cause them to get up and then have them get scanned, per se, you're going to see that inflammation get dispersed to where the source or the why is that.
So anytime that there's a dysfunctional something,
you should be able to see it. Absolutely.
Let's talk about brain dysfunction. We just have about 2 minutes left for the program. When it comes to Parkinson's, when it comes to old age onset of dementia, things
sure.
of that nature, is thermographic imaging useful in those conditions?
It's useful, but it is not the ideal to look at the brain. Why? Because we've got a big helmet called the skull. But we can look at the carotid arteries for inflammation because the plaquing, obviously, can be an issue. So there's a lot of things we can see in and around the head area that would be indicative or characteristic of, you know, age onset or injury onset issues.
So anytime, say a ball player, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Big world of concussion. And one of our dear friends has a whole program for professionals on concussionology.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, there's a lot of damage that occurs, and that damage continues a lifetime. An old NFL player who I had the pleasure of knowing, Nick Bonacani, who mm-hmm. Played for both New England and then also finished his career in Miami. Nick was one of the greatest inside linebackers, but the poor guy died of Parkinson's and dementia
right.
and Alzheimer's. Can you pick that up in its progressive form?
As long as you have a baseline to, you know, where you're at, and then start seeing the progression of or the reduction based on treatment. So you would have to, in any case, I would establish a baseline of where that person is and then see if the characteristics lend itself to further correlation of those conditions.
You know, I wish we had the rest of the day to be able to talk more and more about particularly brain function. I know there's a lot of our listeners out there that want to know more about that. And by the way, we're going to be coming up with our next in-house program is on the brain, and mm-hmm. Dr. Browning is going to be handling that, and I encourage all of you to attend. It's important that you understand the need for accurate diagnostics when it comes to any kind of inflammatory pathway, but more importantly, to be able to understand, you know, what to do with it once you get it there. We're coming up to the end of the program. It was way too short. Dara, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you all next week. I love you all. Bye.